Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hey, this is Jess Malboy, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on the Hump Day Crew with Ad, Ginny, and the Bish. It is 21 minutes past 8. Stay tuned. Guest number 6 to the L Word Convention to be announced very, very shortly. But December this year brings many a festivity, with us being well into the glory of summer, with music festivals, holidays, and of course Christmas. We may not take part in some of those things, but one thing that will impact our future is climate change. Come December, we will be well on the way to securing a new global action plan to tackle climate change. And to tell us how the youth of today can contribute to this is Alana Smith. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're well.
Very good. Thank you, Alana.
That's good. Thank you very much for making me part of your show. This is very exciting.
Now, Lance, first of all, tell us exactly what is Youth Decide?
Well, Youth Decide is Australia's first youth-run vote on climate change, and it's a coalition, or it's a partnership between World Vision and the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. And the idea is that young people, during the voting week, which is next week, will vote on the kind of future they want to inherit. And there'll be different options, and the question will be, what kind of future do young people want to inherit? And young people will basically tick a box which suggests or indicates their concern for the future and what they want the Australian government to do in relation to climate change.
I believe the last Global Action Plan agreement was discussed over a decade ago. That's a long time ago.
That's right, in 1992, when most of us were either not born in nappies or in primary school.
Well, I was actually working. But thanks, I'm still...
When I say that, which I mean that a lot of the people who can vote in this dope, the youth side, were in nappies. Everybody, you're right. My parents weren't either, it's okay.
That's very good. So how important is it for the youth of Australia to step up to this cause?
It's incredibly important. We're going to be inheriting the future, and if we're not going to do something and take serious action about the future we're going to inherit, even if it's simply a vote, something that will take 20 seconds next week, then I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble. We bring a unique perspective to the climate change discussion because of our age and because of the future. And many decisions and the jobs that we're going to be doing will be related to climate change and the action we need to take in relation to climate change.
So during the week of September 14th to 21, all people can vote and voice their opinion to the Australian government?
Absolutely. So there is an age cap, unfortunately. So 12 to 29 is, I guess, the age group that we're asking people.
So I'm just out of that.
Age, you have to be within that age bracket. And people are having voting events all around the country. So people are doing stuff at uni, at school, at workplaces, or even simply as an individual. They jump online one day at work, they simply will take 20 seconds in order to vote. But the idea of having events at work or uni or at school is just to raise awareness and to get other people talking about it as well.
So we want our younger listeners, between those ages, so up to the age of 29, how do they actually do it? How do they vote and help out with this climate change?
Great question, and a most important question. Basically, they need to jump on the website, which is youthdecide.com.au, and there's a little icon that says register, and you simply just need to register. And before that day, before Monday, or on the beginning of the week, you'll receive a reminder to vote, and basically it'll come up, and you just got to click a button, and it'll show you how to do it. But actually, next Wednesday we've got a really exciting concert happening at Federation Square, and not allowed to announce the bands, but put it this way, they're going to be really exciting. So the 16th of September, which is at Federation Square. More details to follow, but if you are registered to vote, you'll receive information about it on Monday as well.
And that's going to be in the evening, is it, Alana?
Yeah, from 5:30 or 5 o'clock onwards. Yep. There'll be a couple of guest speakers, very exciting MC/comedians, and as well as a couple of very, very exciting bands, Australian bands will be playing as well.
And quite possibly the Hump Day Crew might be along there to support Youth Decide, I think.
Oh, fantastic. That's really exciting.
Awesome.
So check out youthdecide.com.au to register so you can receive an email on how to vote to secure your opinion towards climate change. Alana Smith, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's very, very exciting. A real honour.
Alana Smith there from Youth Decide. You can register your details at youthdecide.com.au.
Hey, this is Anastasia, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. That is right on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.